Good evening. 1 week ago tonight, Christians throughout the world found themselves celebrating the birth of our Savior, Christmas Eve. Tonight, all people throughout the world are celebrating another birth, the birth of a new year. And how different those two celebrations are, not only in the way they are celebrated, but in their nature as well. For unlike the birth of a child, the birth of time simply is. It simply happens. It's a reality beyond that. Like it or not, a new year will come. We can't do much, if anything, to control time. All we can do with it is count it and keep it. That's about it. But what time can do to us, wow, that's a far greater reality, a frightening reality of what time can do. Slowly, minute by minute, it seems to take and take and take, until eventually our time is up. It has such a grip on us. In fact, I might even say it's the only four-letter curse word we're allowed to say in church. Time. And tonight we celebrate it. Isn't that strange? Millions of people gathered on street corners to celebrate the passage of time. Stranger still is what we celebrated last week, that the eternal God would choose to become a member of the human race, someone who would live and breathe and be subject to time. But what that reality has done, what Christmas has done, is it has introduced us to perhaps the greatest reality of all, Christian hope, Christian redemption, the fact that time can be made holy, that time can be good, and that in time we can grow to be like God. My friends, in Christmas, we celebrate God and time coming together. We remember that He has freely chosen to spend time, to spend Himself with us. And we are reminded in this time that Christmas is not a reality for a weekend or a week or a season, but for all time. Because forever, God remains human. A human being, one with us. And so the good news is this: we are not alone in time. We have been loved by the eternal, and we have been chosen to live our time in such a way so as to be prepared for that eternal day that is on its way. Mary and Joseph certainly learned this. The shepherds learned it. St. Paul learned it. And the miracle of Christmas continues to beckon us to learn what God with us means. That God is Abba, Father, love. Few little things just to close out this homily. Pope Francis, in his work, The Joy of the Gospel, speaks of evangelization. It's a word you've heard, it's a word I've taken classes on, but perhaps the most beautiful thing about evangelization is a quote that the Pope says. You know what it consists of, says Pope Francis? Mostly patience and a disregard for the constraints of time. My friends, how precious our time can be. If you want to make a good examination of conscience, we could look not just at the Ten Commandments or at the seven capital sins, but we could look at the 24 hours of our day, or our week, or our month, how we spend time. C.S. Lewis said, the future is something which everyone reaches at the rate of 60 minutes an hour. Whatever he does, whoever he is. How do we use our time? And the pastor Rick Warren, who I quoted in my blurb a few weeks ago, and I close the homily with, time. It is your most precious gift because you only have a set amount of it. You can make more money, but you can't make more time. When you give someone your time, you are giving them a portion of your life that you will never get back. Your time is your life. That is why the greatest gift you can give someone is your time. It is not enough to just say relationships are important. We must prove it by investing time in them. Words alone are worthless. My children, our love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love, which shows itself in action. Relations take time and effort. And the best way to spell love is T-I-M-E. My friends, as we begin a new year, let us recognize what Christ Jesus has begun for us just last week. And let us keep in mind that Christmas continues. May it continue into the hours of this new year as we recognize God with us and as we do everything we can in this new year to be with Him, to be with one another, because it will be upon that that we will be judged, and that time is coming. Stand now, we raise our prayers, but before we do that, we profess our faith. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He is sent into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified,
who has spoken to the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
I confess one baptism for forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come.
In humility and faithfulness, Mary gave birth to her Son, the eternal Son of God, the Word made flesh. With confidence, we present our concerns to the Father in prayer.
For the Catholic Church throughout the world, reflected in Mary, that we may faithfully witness to Jesus Christ by our love for all people in the world, we pray to the Lord. For our country and all countries throughout the world, that this new year may bring new blessings of God's peace and justice, especially for those who are most marginalized, and for those in lands tormented by war, we pray to the Lord. For our parish of St. Patrick, that all those who worshiped with us at Christmas and all who made our Christmas celebration so beautiful, may each one continue to find in our parish the beauty and joy of Emmanuel, God with us. We pray to the Lord. For an increase in devotion to Mary Immaculate, the Mother of God, that our hearts may be filled with the perfect love found in Mary, a love that draws us closer to her Son, Jesus. We pray to the Lord. For all families, especially those who are facing difficult times, that they may find hope and strength in the Holy Family and in our parish family of St. Patrick, we pray to the Lord. For the sick, the poor, the persecuted, and abandoned ones, that they are consoled by our Mother's powerful intercession before her divine Son, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially Jean Zanino, and all who mourn the death of a loved one, that God may grant them lasting peace, we pray to the Lord.
God our Father, we praise you for the gift of your Son sent to us in time. Through him, draw us closer to one another, draw us closer in love, making us generous.